time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hello, author Jim Heskett here, aka, which is an acronym that stands for, also known as, if you're not down with acronyms, The Juggling Author, and I'm here to shoot my knowledge gun at you today, pew pew. So today I want to talk about something that's kind of like what I've already talked about, but it's in a very specific application. If you remember maybe 15, 20 episodes ago, I told a personal story about this author that I used to follow online, who she blogged often about writing craft. And when I asked her why, her argument was writers buy books too. And so I want to kind of talk about that a little bit more, about why you should not really talk about craft and the writing process. Now, I regularly post writing updates to my readers where I talk about what I'm working on, how my progress is with those things, when they're coming out, maybe little tidbits about the story, but I don't talk about try-fail cycles. I don't talk about commas, and I don't talk about editing. I really stay away from all that kind of stuff, because here's where you can get into a trap, and here's what I specifically want to talk about. The best way to find out what your readers want is to talk to them. And I like to do this by asking questions in my emails that I send out through my email provider. I also like to talk to them online. So I will post on social media, mostly Facebook. I will post about what I'm working on and post things for them to consume. Like, I post a lot of dumb book jokes. I post book memes. I post book reviews that I see online. I will post true crime stuff, and I talk to my audience about this to try to keep a running tally of what they're interested in, what is going to get them engaged and keep them coming back for more of that stuff, so that when I do release a new book and I can tell them about it, that they're still interested in what I'm saying. You know, because you can't always be selling, and you can't never sell either. You can't just put up funny book memes. You have to have a balance between funny book memes and please buy my book kinds of posts. So here's what I really wanted to get to. There is a very small percentage of your audience who is going to love whatever you put out. No matter what you say, a certain percentage of your audience is going to love it. Now, this can give you a false sense of appreciation, I guess. So let me give you an example. Here's a made-up example. So let's say 5% of my audience are complete and total super fans who would love anything I post on Facebook, anything I send out in an email. So if I start talking about cliches in writing and try-fail cycles, or talking about effective social media strategies for authors, you know, if I start talking about stuff that should only appeal to authors and not really to readers, there's a small percentage of my audience who's going to hit that like button on Facebook anyway, just because it's something I've published. And if you see that, and the thing is, that small percentage, they're often very vocal. Like, my super fans mostly comment on everything I like and comment on basically anything I put out. That very vocal minority can give you the impression that your audience likes that kind of stuff, when that vocal minority is not representative of the whole. Because by and large, the vast majority of my audience does not give a shit about try-fail cycles. They couldn't care less. They just want to see me post funny book memes and to tell them when my next book is coming out. And so there's the all-important trap that you can avoid. You want to avoid thinking that the vocal minority is representative of the whole. Now, how do you get around that? Well, post different kinds of stuff, see what gets the most engagement, and basically to ignore what lies outside of the majority. I didn't explain that very well, but you know, like, there's some ways to take a measurement where you basically ignore the extremes in either direction. Like if you from 1 to 10, you ignore 1 and 10 and consider that the truth lies between 2 and 9. Well, it's basically like that. So when I post something, if I get engagement from somebody who is not one of the people who regularly comments, that tells me that I've hit that person's engagement button and I've interested that person. So if I post something or if I send out an email and get lots of responses from people who don't normally respond, you know, because there's certain people who respond basically every time I tell them, you know, ask a question in an email. If I get that kind of broad engagement, that tells me that I'm on the right track and I need to look into creating more of that kind of stuff. All right, I think I've rambled on enough. Hopefully I got to the point that I was looking for there, in that the main takeaway from this is you want to really try to find what appeals to the broadest audience possible among your fans. Like the super fans are, and I'm not talking about writing a book that has every single genre trope in it so you can make sure that you attract somebody, because your super fans are the ones who are going to be paying your mortgage. I'm just talking about when it comes to figuring out what the right thing to post is. And to tie it all back to you, the right thing for readers of fiction is never to talk about writing craft, because generally if you do it enough and you do it for long enough, you're going to turn them off. All right, that's all I have to say. Don't forget to visit my Patreon at patreon.com/thejugglingauthor, where you can get access to the show archives, plus all the bonus episodes, where that's the only place you can get them. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful freaking day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.